All right, folks, welcome to another edition with Bo Pony. We're doing a 90-day forecast, historic next 90 days. March is supposed to be big. I did a video on stock market crash that's looming. A lot of big billionaires selling right now. It's been incredible. So, Bo, without further ado, Bo Pony, thank you for joining me once again. Man, what's coming on from your side of the battlefield, from your perspective? I've talked to a lot of people, not just you, and they all say March to November is going to be absolutely bananas.
Yeah, I don't want to focus specifically on the stock market because I've said this before. The stock market can crash 100 more times, 1,000 more times. And what do the central banks do? And what, you know, the globalists, what do they do? They print money out of thin air. In the 70s, we were in the millions. Now we're in the quadrillions, which is basically counting from 12 days to a million, okay, to 31 million years for a quadrillion, okay? So the money was a droplet of money in the 70s, and now we're at an ocean of money. And the whole thing is a fraud, and it's smoke and mirrors. So that's a great place to start. Number two is the market can crash 10 more times, 100 more times. They'll create more money, stick it in the markets like they did in the year 2020, okay, or 2008, and they reinflate the markets and everything's good. So this time around is going to be totally different. This is not about the stock market. It's about the supremacy of the U.S. dollar. You always start your podcast off and say, you know, buy gold and silver. Why do you do that? Because specifically, every time a currency or a financial system collapses, the de facto always, for 4,000 years, the de facto money, it always reverts back to God's money, gold and silver. And then from then, they try to rebuild and figure out what the heck to do next. So that's about to happen. The U.S. dollar is going to be attacked. It's going to lose its status as the world reserve currency. And because, you know, a lot of people in the know, you know, these they people, you know, they have secret handshakes, they have secret information. And because of these people, they know what's going to ultimately, they're basically setting the stage. They're preparing themselves because they don't want to be a part of this event that's about to go down. So yeah, the markets could potentially crash, but that's so unimportant because it's about this dollar event. When this dollar loses the status of the world reserve currency, Nino. So we've talked before, you know, everything going on with, you know, just leave it at the kids, right? Everything going on with the political system, everything going on with the schools and the school boards, everything going on with, you know, what's going on and potentially and going to happen in November. All of this is controlled by the world's reserve currency, the U.S. dollar.
Russia plans to offer BRICS. I did this morning. Russia plans to offer BRICS to develop a financial system independent of politics. So Russia Finance Minister, I think it's Anton Silanov, mentioned establishing an independent settlement payment system based on new principles, first and foremost digital and blockchain principles. So, and they're talking about, As this article goes, according to him, trade among the BRICS countries is expanding. For these trade flows to work, we need a reliable payment mechanism. So, says to me, yeah, based on new principles, first and foremost, digital and black. But so, digital and blockchain.
So, principles. I prepared a bunch of slides. I prepared a bunch of slides for us in reference to what you're just reading there, the digital, the blockchain. You're going to love, and your viewers will love what I put together just to give you an understanding of how these people operate in darkness, but they really know what's going down in the shadows.
Well, my thing is this, is how is the deep state going to survive? I mean, how are they going to pay off who they need to pay off when the system's nothing? The money turns out to be nothing. I mean, which we're seeing now. I mean, this is their demise, and it's happening fast.
Well, it's yes and no. There's two aspects to look at, right? First off, they want the system to ultimately collapse.
So they can bring in the digital dollar, the digital currency.
Yes, because the digital dollar, the central bank digital currency does one specific thing.
But it says here BRICS is doing it anyway, but they're doing their own digital currency. So it's the same system.
these people, yes, because they're technically these people, I would just say they're probably all in, ultimately, they're all in bed together, if that makes sense. You know, it's just, because you really can't, because every, all of this is like man-made. And so all of them, you know, even if all this happens, we might see gold and silver jump in price, but we're never going to see biblical multiplication. This is what we want to understand, okay? Unless there is a godly intervention, these people will never let gold and silver go to like silver, triple digits, you know, $100+ to $1,000 silver, you know, $50,000 gold. They're never going to let this happen ever, 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 because they ultimately want to control humanity. So even if they were in charge, if the when the BRICS go live and when the, all these events happen, right, they're still going to try to keep the brakes on precious metals, gold and silver, to a degree, because they, it's about control. This is what it's always been. It's always a Babylon is about control. But we're stepping into a moment in time where, regardless of what they want, okay? So regardless of what the kings of the earth want, and who are the kings of the earth? These are the ones that bow down to Satan. They have a blood covenant with evil agenda. You know, that's crazy, Bo. Okay, well, if you believe God is real, if you believe Jesus is real, then you have to believe evil's real, okay? And so there's
two evil opposites. You see it, it exists.
Especially right now, God actually, for the past, you know, 3-4 years now, he intentionally allowed these 4 years to go by. Why? So the evil could expose itself, and specifically using, you know, 45, who's, you know, orange man bad, right? Orange is the cheese. The cheese has brought out all the rats. And so now you're seeing all the rats, and they're all exposed. Like, it just crazy what we're seeing on TV and everything right now, on the live feeds, on the internet. It's wild what's going on. But remember, these people don't care, because it's complete pride and arrogance. When they control the government agency, and then now globally, because they're controlling the White House, it's a global enterprise that they now control. And so they have no fear, because they know anything that happens, like this massive dam, they just keep sticking fingers in it. And everything that we've seen happen in the past 4 years, and, you know, can you really say that there's been a massive victory? You can't say there's been small victories, but then you don't hear about it anymore. It just kind of disappears. Why? Because they stick another finger in the dam. And so this keeps going on and on and on. And these people will not stop. They have unlimited funds. JFK, if you said it, you know, there is a secret society. They have unlimited funds.
They have unlimited fingers to clog up the dam.
Because, yes, because with unlimited money, you have unlimited fingers. And that's really what's going on. And so, honestly, unless God shows up, we're finished as a nation, as a global enterprise. Actually, they're going to grab the globe. The one world government will rise. And we are going to see, you know, the mark of the beast system come sooner rather than later. All of this is going to happen. But the problem is, they came in early. This is not, see, God wrote the times and seasons, not them. They think that they can modify things and twist things around and bring in their agenda sooner rather than later. But the problem is, God's got his time, his seasons, and that's what matters, not them. So I don't care what anybody says. These people are going to fall. Why? Because this is not their time. And God's going to create what's called a window of divine favor, which means it's a do-over. It's a do-over. That's what's coming. And the do-over takes us back to 2021. It takes us back to when all of this went evil, okay? So it's a full-on do-over what's about to happen. Now, the money is how they're doing it all. And so when God intervenes, what does that mean? It means that the U.S. dollar will lose its status as the world reserve currency. That's just a piece of the puzzle. But then other things are going to start to manifest, where all the deals that the secret handshakes are done in darkness, right? They think nobody's seeing these secret deals and secret handshakes. And correct, men don't see most of these things. Maybe there are some recordings of some of these things done. But ultimately, God, when he intervenes, he puts a giant spotlight on all the things done in darkness, and everything gets exposed. So we should expect the internet to go down here really soon. Expect all the TV broadcasting and everything broadcasting to go down here really soon. Expect darkness to happen and manifest here really soon, because when all these things get exposed, the only thing they have to do is to turn everything off and unplug. Bring war. And like a plug. Yeah. And bring war at the same time too. And what did we say? There, so January, February, March, these are Roman gods. Okay, the months they use, their names are Roman gods, and the month of Mars or Martius or whatever it is, their month of March or Mars is their god of war.
Jeez. And that's what we're going into right now. Here we go. Well, right. One day left. I'm going to try to put this up tomorrow or tomorrow. So let's get on it. Go ahead, Bosha. Let's show the slides. I got limited time.
Yeah, and tomorrow is a very special day because tomorrow is a leap year. Okay, so think about
that. That's right.
Now, think
about what does that mean?
Well, think about this, for example. First, we're going to leap into something crazy. So we're leaping into something awesome that's about to go down. Let's say that. But the other thing is, when you understand why is the leap day always put in February? The answer is very simple. Okay, because each day, each year has 364.25 days. So it takes 4 years, 4.25s, to make up the one day. Are you with me? Very simple, right? So if you're going to add a day, and if you made the calendar, Nino, would you put that extra day in anywhere? No, you'd put it in at the last
day of the year.
Tomorrow.
Insane. So this is their calendar that we're going.
This is their calendar.
So do you think March 1st, everything kicks off?
Well, the charts are pointing, we're seeing crypto start to rocket vertical. We'll talk about that in a second. Precious metals are gonna begin here really soon. They're holding them down. But we have, again, so this is now coming to the point in time where no one knows the day or the hour, like I've said in all your podcasts, because this is literally God's about to do something. And I've got a few things I want to hit on. But I do believe that I think it as March begins, that we're supposed to potentially see something here as maybe this Friday, maybe into next week. But something's supposed to start because the new year starts. But again, there's 3 points for New Year's, the Julian New Year, the Julian calendar, which is 2 weeks behind. That calendar doesn't say the new year begins until the 14th of March.
So the new year really begins the 14th of March.
Right, the Julian. And then there's like a double dating calendar, which is again, their calendar. And that could take us all the way as far as the 25th of March. So March is just pivotal because March, bottom line is March starts the new year. Right, if that makes sense. March, yeah, regardless of whatever you
looking at it right here. That's why I keep looking down. I'm looking at all this right here.
Yeah, so March begins the new year. It's all about the U.S. dollar losing its status as the world reserve currency. It's about the financial system. So let me just share these slides here, and then we can go from there. Let me just actually put this on share. Where does that screen go? Sorry about that here. Share screen. Actually, before we do, I'm going to play this one video.
Let's talk about all of this, the U.S. economy and policy, with FedEx founder and executive chairman Fred Smith.
Our financial capabilities to print money at will is dependent on the dollar remaining the reserve currency. And the so-called BRICS alliance, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, have set out on a deliberate course to dethrone the dollar. If that happens and we can't sell our bonds, I can assure you the living standards that we all enjoy today are going to be a thing of the past.
The BRICS group is set to introduce a new currency backed by gold, in contrast to the credit-backed U.S. dollar, with countries lining up to join the growing initiative.
If oil starts trading in non-petrodollars, such as gold or a basket of currencies, or if China and Russia start trading in yuan and ruble rather than US dollars, that demand isn't there. And the way of life for the average American will be done. It will be worse than the Great Depression.
The US dollar has seriously discredited itself as the global reserve currency. That's according to Russia's foreign minister, who's been holding talks in Moscow with his counterparts from Persian Gulf countries. Recent widespread report has concluded that more than half of central banks worldwide plan to shift their holdings from US dollars to gold.
I'm talking about our currency being used throughout the world.
You want it to remain. You want the dollar to remain the world's reserve currency.
Well, I think it's bigger than losing any war. Mm-hmm. I think if it doesn't, look, we are already reverting to third world status in many ways. You look at our airports, you look at our terminals, you look at our filthy roads and broken roads and everything else. We're like a third world country. We have something that's very powerful, and that's our dollar all over. But you take a look at what's happening to it now with other countries not using it. And you know China wants to replace it with the yuan. And it was unthinkable with us. Unthinkable. Would never have happened. Now people are thinking about it. That could happen.
I've heard from guests on my show, you know, privately and publicly on my broadcast that that when this gets turned around, the dollar will be the most powerful. It will still be the most powerful on the planet. And does that make sense to you at all?
Well, you need to first remove the word dollar.
Okay.
Because it will not be the
gold-backed dollar.
Yes, it will not be. It will not be the dollar. The dollar is the federal. It's not federal
reserve. Right.
There are no reserve. Note means it's paper. Okay. The paper aspect of it means it's now fiat. Okay. Now we define fiat by definition has no intrinsic value. Therefore, when Nixon took us off the gold standard within two to three years, it was in June of 1974, the deal was signed, that Kissinger signed and turned the fiat money into the petrodollar. So the dollar itself was backed by petro. So therefore, at least it was backed by something. Okay, now it's gotten very interesting because the Saudis, who made up the petro portion of the dollar, they are now, as of January 1st of this year, they've officially on with the BRICS. Okay, so therefore, there's no more petro in the dollar. The dollar is run out of gas.
And this is what's going to lead to a massive war. It's already doing
right.
Yes,
and look what happened to Saddam Hussein. Look what happened to Gaddafi. When you take down this, when you try to sell oil and other things, but anything but the U.S. dollar, because the petrodollar is very simply simple contract. We protect Saudi Arabia militarily, and they will buy all of oil. Global oil will be sold in only, the word is only, U.S. dollar bonds, denominated bonds, okay? And so now we've got the BRICS coming up and attacking the U.S. dollar. And this is a historic event because before Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi, these are little countries, okay? Now you've got the BRICS, which we just listened to the audio. The BRICS comprise roughly 60 to 70% of the world population. So it's like China, Russia, you can't, these are global superpowers. So you just can't go, you know, attack these countries and think you're going to win. This would lead to nuclear war, you know, which is what they're going to try to do, because what are they going to say? You will, remember, you read scriptures, but you need to understand scriptures. We'll cover some of this in a few minutes, but it says you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not deceived. That's critical. Do not be deceived, for the end is not yet. These are the beginnings of birth pains. So we're not stepping into nuclear war. They're going to try to make you think that, okay, because we're in the heading into March. So I believe in the next 30, 60, 90 days, we're going to see definitely nuclear, like missile, whatever, fighter jets. We're going to see attack. There's going to be war stuff going down.
Then NATO's having their exercises right now. I mean, is that coincidence? No.
Yeah, exactly. See, there aren't any coincidences, because when you understand the Bible, it's all by design, right? And so on the last two, three shows I was on with you, I basically been saying, you know, watch March, because it is their month of war. That's their god of war, March. So I don't know.
But I've also been told to watch April.
Well, yes, and we're going to go, yes, because April also ties in biblically with regard to Passover, and I'll answer those as well too. So it's very important biblical time points that we're in right now. And so let me actually just put this screen up here, so maybe follow along if I share a screen here. So what do I've always said, you know, these, everything that you talk about, you know, that we see in the news, you know, we believe that things are political, you know, but it's really not. All of this is biblical. It's by design. We've talked about the seals of Revelation manifesting. We're waiting for the third one to happen, which is the financial collapse, the crash of the U.S. dollar, and multiplication of precious metals in terms of price. So we're waiting for that event to happen. Again, if anybody wants this PDF deck, I customized it for Nino here. Got some bunch of new slides. You just pause this screen, like you would at a restaurant, scan that QR code, and you can have this all for free. Next thing is, this is Babylon. It's a 2.5.
You want to show that QR code again real quick?
Yeah. You can just pause the screen. People can just pause the screen if they want.
Pause it and hit it right there. All right. All right, Bo.
Yeah. Okay. And so the next thing you want to look at here is Babylon. This is the Nebuchadnezzar dream of 2,500 years ago. Daniel interpreted. He gave all glory to God, and Nebuchadnezzar freaked out because it was the actual dream that he had, and the dream interpreted the next 2,500 years, And this is why I'm telling you, people who say life is random, people you don't understand. This prophecy is 2,500 years old. It's the oldest prophecy ever told. And it's talked about, this was in the time of Babylon. And then Persia came, and then Greece came, and then Rome came, and the papacy came, and the United States. All of these kingdoms have come to pass exactly as outlined in the in that prophecy. It's crazy. And the last piece of the puzzle is the Daniel 2, verse 34, where God comes in and takes down the statue. So God intervenes and destroys the statue, and then his kingdom will last forever. So what we're waiting for is the fall of Babylon. We're waiting for the fall of mystery Babylon. And this event, basically from a biblical perspective, in a single day, immense and intense things will go down. And we're supposed to see it because we're, the 50-year, since this time window is now ending, the 50-year is ending here into March. So we're supposed to see something trigger, like I would call a triggering event. Babylon is morphed, you know, as you know, into called Mystery Babylon. It's written in Revelation 17, because why? These people use the money system, which we just talked about, the US dollar, and they pull the strings. So they're called the puppet masters. So they use money for what you're seeing in Hollywood, in music industry. All of this is about money and purse strings. Okay. So that's how they all do all this stuff. And so we're coming into a time of darkness. This will be the collapse of the U.S. dollar. It will be attacked. We just talked about the BRICS. The BRICS is tied in directly with this. Then when you read Exodus 10, it specifically talks about, so Moses stretched out his staff towards the heavens, and there was pitch darkness in all of Egypt for 3 days. So I'm telling you something, this is going to be similar to how this goes down. They're going to attack. When truths start coming out, the only option they have, Nino, is to shut down the internet, to shut down
everything. Media. Everything goes unplugged.
Everything. Like you said, pull the plug. Exactly. They're going to pull the plug, and that's their intent. And again, I don't know whether it's March
insane.
Or whether it's April. Again, I don't know.
I would imagine the first of many events happen. I mean, we've already seen the AT&T communications go down. We've seen the pharmaceutical companies can't deliver the prescriptions or fill the prescriptions. I mean, to me, these are all like little beta tests, in my opinion.
I wouldn't argue with you. Exactly. I wouldn't argue with you. I think you're 100% right about all that stuff. It's exactly right. It totally makes sense. So, you know, if we look further here, and we put this up here, let me just continue here on this screen. So the US dollar is the crux of what we want to really, really watch. Okay. And I've been on your show, and I've been on for 4 or 5 months now, I've been showing this chart. You don't need to be a rocket scientist. All I'm showing you, this is 3 years of the US dollar, period. Over here, letter A was in January 2021. Okay. So we saw the US dollar go up, and the historic cycle is the very top here. Well, I just wanted to show you, this is insanity. Because this chart, Nino, is 3 years to the mark accurate. It's crazy. It basically points from A to B in October top in 2020. You have B, C, D, and E in September, October of last year. And then F just, so we got E. It then bounced up. It finished over here up in F, and now it's heading down. So the dollar is now in a down cycle all the way into four. This letter four, this number four, the number four is expected to be manifest where it plunges into number four in March. Okay.
So maybe March April. Is going to be a brutal month.
Yeah. So financially, the US economy gets hit. And remember, we're talking, this is on quadrillions of dollars. You know, this is not on like, on millions. This is, they use derivative contracts. So this is on quadrillions of dollars, possibly a 20 to 30% haircut overnight on quadrillions of dollars that will, everything priced in the US dollars, from real estate to bonds to mortgages, loans, everything gets a one-third haircut overnight. This will be devastating. It'll cause financial institutions to collapse.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. And so now let me show you, let me have you look at this, okay? So this is why, you know, you called me a couple of days ago. Let's do a podcast. So this morning I put together this slide here, and it's really interesting when you look at this, okay? So look at this slide here. So you have Bezos on February 2nd announcing he's going to start selling stocks. February, remember the dates here are important, okay? So February 2nd, he announced he's going to start doing it. And then a couple of weeks later, we end up finding between Jamie Dimon, Jeff Bezos, Zuckerberg, Walmart, the Walton family, they've sold over $9 billion by when? This was posted on Monday the 26th, which means they sold it on by Friday of last week. Are you with me?
Yeah. I mean, this
so look at this
crazy
chart, right? This look at the Bitcoin chart. So by Friday, they dumped $9 billion. Guess where they put their money, Nino? Look at Bitcoin. It went from 50,000. They've went from 50,000 from when they sold last Friday, last week. It went up $10,000 in 3 days. Bitcoin's hit 64,000 this morning. It's right around 61,000 as we're speaking. You see, this is what is called front running a trade. Jeez. So let me define what front running a trade is. Is the practice of trading stocks or any other financial asset to capitalize on advanced insider, non-public knowledge of a large pending future event or transaction that's about to take effect in price on its price substantially. They're front running the trade, Nino. They know the dollar is going to collapse, so they liquidated their bonds. These people are not stupid. They're not going to leave their money in a bank. They're going to stick it in something. These are the same people that tell you Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies are dead. They've died 100 times, but yet Bitcoin's back at $61,000. These guys that tell you the Bitcoin, forget even the Bitcoin, anything alternate to the US dollar is a fraud, like rock. Gold is a rock or a stone, right? Gold's a rock. It's a relic. You don't need it. See, these people, they lie through their teeth. They lie through their teeth, you know. What since on the 21st, when he started announcing, so he started liquidating it somewhere in the early part of February, Bitcoin was at 50,000. It's up $23,000 in 21 days since he started talking about liquidating his assets.
Jeez, this is a.
I'm not and, making this
and
up.
That means that I means. Assume, more war. We're going to go. The war is going to escalate. It's going to pick up. It's going to get pretty nuts. We're going into the red alert or the red zone of all this. This is going to be where it's at after March. This is when, you know, just like I said, the last time, red October. Now we're in red hot March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. This is all going to be hot.
Yeah. You know, they're front running the trade. They know something's about to go down. They don't care that it's 50 or 60,000 right now. They're still buying it. Why? Because like I've said, you know, Bitcoin's going to go triple. It's going to go six digit. It's going six digit. I don't care what anybody says. Why? Because when the dollar loses the status of the world reserve currency, the only thing to own is everything but the US dollar. Okay. Gold, silver, crypto, good cryptocurrencies, and the grandpa of all of them is Bitcoin. So all the big boys are loading up on Bitcoin right now, okay? And they're probably instructed, don't touch gold and silver. They're probably instructed not to do that, because if they did, they could literally blow up the precious metal market too, and it would go crazy. So they probably have specific instructions, don't you dare touch gold and silver. So I guarantee you they're not touching it. So they're literally, they're plowing all their money right now into cryptocurrencies. We're watching all of this go down.
What happened with XRP?
See, this is, so everybody talks about XRP. I just found out the other day. See, XRP's getting, the answer to your question is it's going to go up. It's going to go up very impressively.
But I don't know anybody who takes XRP.
No one's going to be taking XRP or Bitcoin or anything for payment right now until the dollar crashes and loses the status of the world reserve currency. And what did you say? The US dollar is ultimately going to become a very strong currency again. Yes, because when 45 returns to office, he's going to undo what Nixon did in 71. We're going to, the US, yes, Bo's crazy. No, I'm not. You're going to watch this happen. The US dollar, the US financial system, I believe, not the dollar, it'll be probably the treasury instrument, will be backed by gold. And the reason it's going to be so powerful, because guess who's in office? You see, we're going to come to power as the greatest nation in the world again when evil falls after God intervenes.
This can't happen fast enough.
Yes, but it has to
happen. I mean, the fact that we're always having to wait until the shit gets really bad and then stop, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. Yeah. It's like,
well, and this is what I joke about too. Like, think about it. Adam and Eve, God made everything for us. Adam and Eve gave it away by giving it to the serpent, right? In the garden. Nino, this was 6,000 years ago. Like, God's kind of funny. This whole story's taken so far 6,000 years. Like God, couldn't you have done it like 600 years? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but the day is about 1,000 years. So we're in a 6,000 year story, but this is the crazy part. You know, you and I are blessed to be here. So imagine being standing in Israel, Egypt, at the Red Sea, thinking you're toast, you're finished. Pharaoh's bringing his whole army at you, you're finished. And then God shows up. Now, it's awesome. And you see the receipt part and we walk through it. As crazy and awesome that would have been, Nino, what's coming is going to be bigger and better. This is going to be worldwide, mind-blowing, freakish, what's about to go down here. And we also know it's going to happen because why? We did the podcast. Our last podcast was what? What was it about? It was about what's about the prophecy of the Super Bowl, okay? And what do we talk about? If the Chiefs win, this, and we talk about the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the prophecy is very specific. After the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, we step into the greatest revival in human history, which is specifically the billion soul harvest. So the prophecy right now, so think about it, that, you know, the win, it was not only was a third win for them. They threw it from the 3-yard line with 3 seconds left. The guy in the 49ers who missed the ball was number 33. And the address of the stadium was 3333. And then, like, the quarterback threw 300 yards. Wow. So as much as people say the game was fixed, I don't care, fixed or non-fixed, right. God knew the end from the beginning. So he knew the Chiefs were going to win. And now we're stepping into the greatest revival in human history.
Beautiful. Bo, I got to cut it here. It's got to be a quick one today, but I'll reach back out to you. Let's continue this in about a week, 2 weeks. I mean, we'll be into March, so I think I'm right. I'm right there with you on this one. This is going to be insanity. What we're getting ready. I mean, everyone I'm talking to, March, March, March. So, yeah. Bo, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be putting this up tomorrow.
Got it, Nino. God bless, man. Thank you.